A two-state solution. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President Biden saying again that's his hope for peace between Israelis and Palestinians after meeting with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in Bethlehem.
The Palestinian people deserve a state of their own that's independent, sovereign, viable, and contiguous.
The president's next and last stop on this Middle East trip is Saudi Arabia. Votes on two abortion bills are planned today in the House.
Democrats really on the Hill are all in on abortion rights, and they're really playing up these what-if scenarios. Republicans and even some reporters here covering the Hill are questioning a bill sponsored by Senators Murray, Gillibrand, and Cortez Masto that would stop states from interfering with a woman's right to cross state lines to get an abortion. But they're questioning why they're pushing this when no states have moved yet to do so. Democrats do acknowledge they don't have enough votes to codify Roe v. Wade, and Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that she wasn't even willing to negotiate on a new bill that might be able to get through the Senate.
Fox's Aisha Hosni at the Capitol. Ivana Trump's cause of death will be determined by autopsy. Police in New York City suspect she fell down the stairs at her home, maybe after a medical episode. She was 73, former President Trump's first wife and mother of Don Jr., Ivanka, and Eric Trump. His wife, Laura, says Ivana was a great businesswoman and mother.
She grew up behind the Iron Curtain in communist Czechoslovakia and was really only able to escape because she was a world-class skier. She came to America ultimately, and I can tell you there was no one that cherished this country more than she did. She truly appreciated America because she understood how lucky we were to be here.
Laura Trump on Fox and Friends first. With coronavirus infections at a level considered high, health officials in Los Angeles County, California, an indoor mask mandate could be reimposed in 2 weeks if current hospitalization trends hold. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is representing the U.S. at a group of 20 nations finance meeting in Indonesia. The agenda includes navigating through inflation hitting economies worldwide and negotiating a price cap on Russian oil. American basketball star Brittany Griner is back in court in Russia today asking for leniency.
Even though Griner's pled guilty to having cannabis oil in her luggage, that doesn't mean an end to her Russian trial. She was in court Thursday when members of the Russian basketball team she plays for in the WNBA's offseason testified in support of her character. The director of that club told reporters afterwards, "Thank God she feels well, looks good." Jill Nato, Fox News.
American Jim Thorpe is reinstated as official sole gold medal winner of the 1912 Olympic gold medals in decathlon and pentathlon. He was stripped of those medals in 1913 as a non-amateur athlete because he'd played some minor league baseball a few years earlier. The Kansas City Royals, starting three minor league call-ups, beat the Blue Jays 3-1. 10 Royals players were taken off the active roster, not allowed to enter Toronto, Canada, because they're unvaccinated for COVID-19. An interactive experience lets Barbie fans spend time in her world.
Barbie fans in Toronto can tour the trendsetter's perfectly pink Malibu dream house. The World of Barbie opens in the city today, an immersive experience featuring life-size recreations of her most famous moments, dolls, and accessories from over six decades of fun. Folks can chill out in her life-size camper van, grab the mic and record their masterpiece in her music studio, or travel to intergalactic destinations aboard Barbie's Interstellar Airways shuttle. Organizers say the attraction is designed for multiple generations, from kids to adults who grew up with the iconic doll. It's reportedly expected to pop up in cities including Los Angeles and Chicago later this year.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Dow futures are up a bit ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.